Hey, what's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taren here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Fred in Switzerland, and is about one of the most common questions that I get in triathlon, strength training.
Hi, Taren. I'm Fred, talking from Switzerland. I'm new to triathlon. This is my first year after many years of cycling. First of all, thank you so much for all your work you share with us on YouTube, Instagram, podcast, or your website. So many things learned by listening to you. This is as well an opportunity for me to improve my English. Let's come back to the sport. My question is related to core or strength workout. You shared your off-season maintenance routine and other strength workout. During the regular season, is it necessary to continue the maintenance or other exercises? Thanks a lot. Looking forward to listen to you again, Fred.
Hey, Fred, thank you very much for your question. I got to say, for somebody that claims that they are practicing their English, you did pretty good there, buddy. I was impressed. Just smooth. So I'll give you some very, very quick answers. This might be record for the shortest podcast that I've done here on the Trainee Ask podcast. Core strength. Yes, I would say it's necessary to maintain during the regular season. I would recommend doing the Core One routine that's available on my website for download. It's only about 7 to 8 minutes, 2 or 3 times a week at most. And that isn't going to take a whole lot out of your body come the regular season. So just to continue that and keep the core strength up, very, very easy, very good. Number two, let's talk about maintenance. Yes, maintenance year round. And maintenance, I tend to look at as most people actually wouldn't even look at it as strength. It's really just a active workout, but it's not really even a workout. So it's doing things like rolling out small aches and pains, stretching out any tight spots. If there are areas that you know that you tend to get injured in, and I guarantee you, give it a few years, Fred, you'll realize, holy smokes, I tend to have an injury in my shoulder. You might want to then continue just small stretchy band exercises a couple times a week for maybe 3, 4, 5 minutes after a swim, things like that. But maintaining those things that tend to pop up before they become massive injuries. Now, getting on to the strength aspect of it, this is where things are a little more dynamic. You've got to change them throughout the year. And it comes in three phases, in my opinion. Number one is the off season. That's when you start doing really big strength movements, like the max hex bar deadlifts that I put on the website, really heavy, intense workouts. You're almost training like a power lifter at this point because you want to build maximum power and lift immensely heavy weights to do that. Phase two, that's what I'm in right now, right around springtime. And we'll be in this phase for maybe a couple of months, maybe 3 months, because I don't have a race quite planned. But in that time between, like, you know, serious off season and a couple months out from your first race, you can transition to more body weight, lighter strength, higher reps, lower weights, things like that, like cleans and presses with maybe just 65 pounds, 25 pound kettlebell movements, body weight movements like push-ups and pull-ups and things like that. And you want to do these very quickly. The idea is to take that power that we built in phase one and still keep with strength workouts and adding load onto your body, but making them quicker, more powerful, because you want to be quick in triathlon, obviously. So you don't want to be doing strength work that is very slow. Phase three is when you get to that, say, 2 months out from your next race and you're in that mode of doing a bunch of races, you're looking at speed and discipline specific strength. So these are things like plyometrics. You might still be doing body weight work. You might be doing very heavy gear work and intervals on the bike, which is essentially a strength workout. You might be doing hill repeats on the run. You might be doing like drag a parachute intervals in the pool, things like that. So what you're doing there is you're getting more and more specifically tailored to strength in the disciplines and further away from placing heavy loads on your body that take a lot of time to recover from. So if you do those few things, maintain your core, maintain your maintenance, and do a nice progressive build in your strength and then taper it off towards the race season, you're going to be setting yourself up to avoid injury, to be nice and strong, and to transfer all of that endurance specific training to the actual disciplines so that you can piece it together because you got a nice strong body that is fairly injury free. So I hope that this helps you out, Fred. Get out there, add some weights to the bar, and have some fun with it. If any other Trainiacs want their question answered here on the Trainiacs podcast, go to triathlonterran.com/Trainiask, record your question there, and give a shout out to any of your training partners. I want to hear about who you're training with. While you're there, you will like what we've got. If you click top left on free resources, all of our free downloadable goodies are there. Just by entering your email address, you can get all kinds of training resources. And if you're digging these podcasts, head over to iTunes, do us a favor and give us a review. It helps future and aspiring Trainiacs find us there. Thanks for your question, Fred, and I'll talk to everyone in the next episode.